say that there's something there that is there's some koyach in these in Kinnat Ha'eva Kavod that it's not only a projection that it could be Moitzis Adam Olam, but actually was Moitzis Adam Olam. He says it's Matze Ki Ha'eitz Ochem El Adam Arishin Shehevel Misa Hoya Ba'Ela Shoshet Dvarim. The Eitz Hadas contained itself all these vinyanim. Now, we have to understand, first of all, that the Eitz Hadas, being that it was a prototype for Chet, it contained in itself the Shorish of all, the Shrushim of all Chatoim, that one would expect it, of it. And therefore, if we boil down the Shroshim of Chet to three in Yonim, then all three would be there, or all three have a Sheresh there, because Lemaisa, everything comes from there. So he says these were the three areas in which Adam went out of his boundaries and caused his misa. I want to just a little bit talk about this. It's a very, very interesting nekuda that everything in the world has its gavulas, and everything in the world survives only in its gavulas. There's a type of psul or dreifus. It's called yotze chutzah mechitzasai. If an animal stuck, if a bamboo stuck out its limb out of the womb and then draws it back, that limb is possible because that's called treifa. Treifa is anything that goes out of its boundaries. Something goes out of kodesh. Anything that goes out of its boundaries is automatically doesn't have a kiyum outside of its boundaries. And that's why anything that's yotzeh mechitzasai has it in of it's possible also. And that's possible basada treifa that it went out of its makay. That's why the mashal to go up in the har, any higher or in a place where you're not supposed to be, Har Sinai, you would die because you're going to a place that's not your makom. So a person's chiyus can only be when he's in his makom, and if a person goes out of his makom, expands out of his makom, then he dies. Chet in many ways is the person going beyond his gvulos, and this is what he said, like he said before, that he goes out of the gvul haro'udoi. He encounters misa. He encounters misa because everybody's kiyum is within the context of a particular makom, and therefore going out of that makom, it's misa. So you have because the eyes are the ones that sort of see and wish to go further, and the koyach of an ayin ra is kinner, where a person looks around him and would like very much to have what's out there, what's in here, whatever it is. Shekhar also says, "Akmosh v'ad l'mayla itzol ayin hara shemaytes adam el olam, shom be'arnu ki koyach haruus tolu v'koyach hanafshi, u koyach hachiyuni." Dove ze bianem kam kemes ke ayne kach nafshi mish amu shraine de ina believe talia. It says that the sort of the thread or some sort of thread from the eye to the heart, and the mela one is one, they're totally one in another, and therefore the koyach of reaching out is in a napshistic way overtly ambitious is in the eye. The nechmeret v'hasu v'negar koyach asichli. So we have all three inyanim were included in the issues of the Eitz Hadas. Bina Ezra Zvori Beitz Hadas, Ubezer Hoya Odom Nimshach Achay Hadas, Bim Loi Kein, Rakoya Echad Shein Zvori Beitz Hadas, Odom Nimshach Achay B'chol Halokha. You know, the person wouldn't have been swept in so quickly to something so terrible if it didn't satisfy every part of himself. Let's give a mashal. Imagine a person is tempted by something that he shouldn't be eating. He knows it's not healthy for him. So he might be tempted by the taste. He might be tempted by the price, that's very cheap. He might be tempted, so he does fast food, it's very cheap, very convenient. He might be tempted because everybody else does it, and it's socially very accepted and expected, and so on. So when you have all the pieces in place, then it's really irresistible. It's cheaper, it tastes better, and everyone's into it. That certainly draws me completely. So the Eitz Hadas had in itself a pull on different halakim of a person, and b'meila, it took him in entirely. If he would have had only one or two things, so let's say, let's say this thing would be very, very tasteful, but everybody's doing it, but it's very expensive. So since my Abbas Amman would not be pulled in by it, I would give it to pause. I would sort of not go so willingly, and I might even rethink it. Or if it was cheap and everybody does it, but it didn't taste particularly good, or nobody else did it, and so on. As long as they had something that was holding it down, blocking it, then it would have worked. It might have worked for me also. But now all three kochos were pulling ahead. Now he brings the Gemara. There's a machlekes. What day Tadas was, it's going to be three or four primary representatives of these Averis, and the machlokes, which one it is going to depend on how we understand what its essence was. So it's one. So everybody agrees it had all of the elements. The question is more which was crucial one, which was the lead one, and that's what the Shabbos. The most that from wine and from samim versus sharp on the ball. אבל עיקר מה שנמשך האדם עדי כוח נפשי, אך היין שנחמד למר. So, yes, there was a jumble of beer and haggis and beer meters and so on. But if I needed to figure out what was the catalyst, it was yayin. So that's what the kach nafshi. So that's why Chazal called that fruit a geffen or yayin, because that's the koyach that it represents. It represents a koyach of nafshi. Therefore, it's what the person's nimshak. The silik ikah misa shal adam hayim in a kach hazeh. The Afal Gav, Shigam Shar, Shneid Varm, Shetavla Hasa Tavla Michael, the Komoka Dovazesh Shenechma Damaru Ika, Voyagarm Lemisa. So it's not that it didn't include all the three things, it's just that this was the more important catalyst over the other. Now, I once thought of the Kaychis of a person. If we're talking about going out of one's boundaries as being the Sheirish of Ra, then the one that's most likely to be the one that's most likely to be it would be that Koach Nafshi, because the Koach of Taiva is such that it likes to sit in its place. Taiva is to sit back and to have the Hanoah come to you. That's the Taiva is a very, very lazy Yetzirah. It just wants to absorb Hanoah, and that's it. Sichlius, there's the Chatoim with the Seich, but the Seich also tends to be weighted. Ambition, greed, power, etc., that tends to be the most... that tends to be the most, dangerous in this aspect. I was thinking, it says in Baba Kama, there's one of the Arba Mazikim is Mav'eh. Mav'eh is Adam, according to one Pshat in Gemara. That's because Im Tevoyu Boyu, which means Pashas Tefillah, that Adam is the Mespalo. So why would that make Adam, why would we call Adam HaMazik al Shem is Tefillah? I understand that maybe that's why you call him Adam, because Tefillah is a very, very core value at Shaykh only to Adam, fine. Plenty of issues with that as well. But let's take that for given. But why would we call Adam HaMazik the Davina? I mean, you know, how much hezek can do while you're down? Not so much hezek. Somebody many years ago, when I was a boy, Bachir, I remember somebody wrote a whole article about, you know, how to be mazik people while you're davening. You know, block the entrance way and all that, go out, swipe your talus across and hit people in their eye, and all sorts of interesting, different, you know, kind of. Sarcastic things about people who are not careful when they down and step back and on somebody's foot and so on. But over here, the why would Adam be called Mav'eh, the Mazik? And the answer is Mav'eh means to seek. Where a person seeks to go beyond where he is. It's a tremendously good Maila. And that's really the Shayosh Tefillah, is that a person is looking to move forward. Person doesn't want to be where he is, but he's searching, he's seeking. That's Toiv Shabbai. But in that koach of seeking and searching is where you have the shoresh of damaging, hurting, invading someone else's space as well, and so on. He says, V'b'yuda sava, hu a koach ha-sichli, she nimshach achrov b'yoyis mashal adam. That's what it should be. It should be all neshama. There's a type of seichel where having more of it becomes counterproductive, in the sense that the person himself is trusting have the cheshbon of being misbatel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's a problem. In other words, a person can look at Chachma in two ways. To understand fully that which is given to understand, or when that becomes a runaway, it says, whatever I will seek and search, I will understand, and whatever I understand is emes, the way I understand it. So a person, when his seichel knows no boundaries, and he's often into things that are beyond him, that also becomes like, you know, the Mishnah says, what's the mala, what's the matter, and so on. Dosh chazak hashatam hu im chashem esparach yeh, like chashem esparach yeh chay loyim kosh yisveikim, ulfik hashe gilo yishak mus yisbeinu shu talo matzme kashu hu yoyis midai, vazoy nifet min atmim as vigilo misa. Vi yoyis mizeh, ka yediyah shal toy vera hu yediyah yisera. In other words, he wanted that the person should have, he was pushing the person so that he should have more than human knowledge. Basically what he's saying was, not eat this and you'll understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu better, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu right now has a monopoly. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who deals with Tov and Ra, and you fellows take a back seat to him. Well, why don't you eat an Eitz Hadas, and you will be like him? The very fact saying like him means that the incentive was to be more than man, but rather to be like a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Dovah Dekarim Kodesh Echad Dovah Kodesh Baruch Hu Sibasa Hashem Tosh Vulteve Gomo Lakach Leir Rakat Teibel Vat Yisbaruch Hu Rakat Teiv. The Maral explains that before he was, before Adam ate, he didn't have a pnimius the hair of Tov Ra. He was called Kulei Kaddish. Let's give a mushal, a simple mushal. Imagine somebody is trying to do a study on addiction. So somebody tells them, listen, you're not going to understand it unless you become an addict yourself. Start shooting yourself up with drugs, and then you'll understand what it is to be an addict. And there's truth to that. You obviously understand it much better if you're there. But that's a churban. That's not something, that idea of a pneumatic idea of what addiction is ultimately not toy for the person. Because we are, if a person, once a person knows the taste of addiction, he is somewhat of an addict. So until a person was chayte, he didn't understand the rav ra. He knew that this, don't go there because this is not good. It's like a kid who's told not to go to a certain place, maybe give reasons, but until he hasn't actually gone there and suffered whatever consequence, he doesn't get it. The fikr of davar zeh mafis hashem yisbarach patsha adam lifnei atmar. Those are gerla amisa. Aku yisbarach yedei tovara kei lasibo kach dei tovara. Behavin appears the shubor afagav karban lemalak tafian acha for the emes in Sussex. The one thing that he keeps not good to be mean to people because you never know when you would need them. So there, I'm planting Tova Ra as a Hemshech Nebriya. There's a Briya here. If we cooperate and help each other, we'll all have it better in the end. But that's not the reason for it.
It's good.
Yep.
It's good.